that we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati.
Joined this morning by John Rich, you know, from Big and Rich, a lot of great hits. He's also a good songwriter. Other folks have recorded his music over the years. And he is coming to the Lorraine Palace on Saturday, November 12th at 7 o'clock. It's a part of a fundraiser. Dave Mortash of Mortash Financial is bringing John Rich for the Travis Mills Foundation. Now, John, if I understand correctly, you were here last year for this, right? So this was something that you had a first-time event with and thought it was so great you're coming back again.
That's exactly right. Thanks for having me on to talk about it. Yeah, the Travis Mills Foundation, I became aware of that probably a year and a half ago. And you've got a veteran here who, when we say sacrificed, I don't know anybody can sacrifice any more than him and still be alive. Arms, legs, you name it. I mean, this guy has been through something else in his life. But then he gets back home and he's out of the military and he starts the Travis Mills Foundation, where he takes other veterans who have been through really tough situations and rehabs their bodies, rehabs their minds, has built an entire facility where these men and women can come through, and continues to serve his country, which to me is one of the most patriotic things a person could possibly do. So I played it last year. The place was packed, raised a ton of money. Dave Mortash, who you talked about, he's matching it dollar for dollar up to $500,000. And so Dave said, John, you want to come back and hit it again this year? And I said, absolutely. As we say in Nashville, don't threaten me with a good time, brother. I'll be there.
I like the way under the Travis Mills Foundation, they call it recalibrated. They talk about recalibrating veterans, kind of giving them dignity back. And you talk about the issues that Travis had to deal with, but he has a smile on his face. You see him with his family. And it sort of shows the life that's available afterwards, no matter what you went through.
Yeah, you know, I think we find ourselves complaining about whatever's going on in our lives. You know, everything's not perfect. And then you meet a guy like Travis and you go, I don't have any issues to be complaining about. Look at Travis Mills, just this nuclear reactor of positivity, and reaching out to, like you say, recalibrate all these men and women who are coming back, who fought so hard on our behalf. This is a great event. I mean, last year, people were bringing their kids, which I thought was incredible, because kids are at school, and depending on the school, a lot of times they're not getting the real nuts and bolts of what it means to be an American, what our military really does and has done on their behalf since the beginning. So when they come in and I see kids, teenagers coming in, and they see Travis Mills talking and they understand his story, and then I get to hit them with a bunch of songs, and you see the whole place singing together, God Bless America, and, you know, songs like Progress, the new one I just wrote, I'll be singing that. It's quite a moment for young people to feel that one time, and I think it's very important. So I hope everybody loads up the car and packs the place out again.
John, as an artist, it sort of takes performing for an audience, a typical audience, to a whole nother level, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say, when you go from success to significance, that's a big move. This is a significant thing. This is not just, hey, another concert. This is a significant event. When you start talking about raising hundreds of thousands of dollars every year for the Travis Mills Foundation, is there a better place for your money to go? I can't think of one. I mean, this guy is on the ground. There's nobody better to look over those dollars that are raised than a man who gave his arms and legs overseas for us. I mean, nobody knows how to spend those dollars better than he does. And that's why I'm coming. I mean, listen, I'm all over the United States playing shows. This one came on my radar again. Dave called me. You want to do it again, John? I said, when is it? November 12th. I said, I'm holding it right now. I think I held this back in March, and that's how long I've had it on my calendar, so I'm excited to get up there.
Well, we're glad you put it on the calendar. Folks coming here to the Lorraine Palace are going to really be excited and enjoy the show. You mentioned your new song, Progress. Talk about that song and its implication. I heard that song, and I thought, well, this is a country song that's sort of speaking the truth as best as possible.
There's a hole in this country where it's hard used to be. No glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If
That's a wave of the future. All I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine.
Yeah, it doesn't really beat around the bush, does it? I mean, it kind of gets right to the point. You know, I'm watching the world like everybody else, and it seems like all the bad things that are happening in our country are being done under the banner of the word progress. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's not how I would define progress. I don't define these gas prices and these grocery prices and how we got out of Afghanistan and the government telling us when and where we can do our business and silencing our speech. Yeah, I would not call that progress. So I wrote this song, and it says, stick your progress where the sun don't shine, which is probably the nicest way to say, you know what, you know, I ain't going to cuss at them. But it got the point across, and that song actually wound up being the number one most downloaded song of all genres of music for 12 days in a row on iTunes. It was pretty incredible.
You know, I heard that line, and I'm going to throw back to the Hank Williams Jr. or Bobby Bear or some of those songs back then, which even Merle Haggard, which would have sort of a social tone to it. And I know that you've talked a little bit about how country music these days sort of has sucked that out of to a lot of the music that's happening.
Yeah, some of those artists you mentioned, I mean, Haggard, he said, when you're talking down my country, son, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I mean, that's a powerful thing to say. Johnny Paycheck said, take this job and shove it. You know, so I think Progress, my song, falls in line with those kinds of songs. It is a pushback. It is a protest. It is a I'm not taking it anymore kind of a song. And unfortunately, the Nashville music industry in general has become very much on the other side of that opinion. And so a lot of the artists that are signed to the big labels, they might want to put out songs like Progress or like something like a Johnny Paycheck might have said, but they're not allowed to do that. Fortunately for me, I'm an independent guy now, so I can write them, sing them, put them out, and nobody can tell me what to do. It's a great place to be.
You were sort of thought of as an outsider at some point anyway, right? Your group with Big and Rich, it was kind of a different thing that sort of took over radio, and people, like, their heads spun a little bit, like, what's going on? What's going on here with this, right?
Yeah, Big and Rich was a curveball, man. I don't think anybody knew what that was, what they're supposed to do with it. The industry really didn't know what to do with it, but the fans spoke. And that's the great thing about country music is the fans ultimately get to decide who gets to have a career and who doesn't. And thank goodness they loved our songs. You know, I'll be singing a bunch of those songs at the show November 12th, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, 8th of November. You know, I'll be going down through some of the biggest hits we've had and playing those as well. It's going to be a powerful night. I mean, there'll be cheering and screaming and hollering and getting wound up, and then there's going to be a few tears and some somber moments. It is an important night, especially. This will be right after the election. Now, the election is November 8th. So November 12th, everybody gets to congregate for the first time after the election. I think it's an important night and a place that you're definitely going to want to be.
And as you mentioned, a big fundraiser for the Travis Mills Foundation. People can find out more if they look that up as well to be a part of that or find out about your new song. John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us, and we welcome you to Lorain County when you come back on November 12th.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to seeing you. God bless you.
Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine.